Folks, welcome to the show. Today is an encore show. Today, as you know, is the 27th of October. We're going back to the 8th of October, 2019. Last year, when we came on the air and brought on with us Marilyn Donnelly. Marilyn, a well-known transgender female who has been a part of our program in various roles down through the years. She drove her car through the front of a liquor store when she heard that Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed. After getting shelled in Game 3 of the 2018 National League Divisional Series, Jack Armstrong changes his mind about Walker Buehler. So this is all from last year, as you know, the National League Divisional Series, the Dodgers and Cubs. I don't know whether the Dodgers got out of that one or not. They're doing decidedly better this year. But let's go ahead and listen in here now as we listen to me, myself, I, me over, you know, it's all me. Listen to me and Margaret and, you know, all the cats here on this show featuring the very interesting notion that, I don't even remember what this is about. You need to get some sleep, Phil. Ladies and gentlemen. But no, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil needs to. Marilyn Donnelly drives her car through the front of a liquor store when she hears that Kavanaugh's been confirmed. And yes, after getting shelled in Game 3, Jack Armstrong changes his mind about Walker Buehler.
Right.
That's sure. You're going to say that.
Yes.
On the world famous Phil Henry Show.
So Marilyn Donnelly, as I understand it, got the news that Kavanaugh had been confirmed.
Yeah. What'd she do?
She drove her car through the front door of a liquor store.
She drove her car.
Yeah, she didn't do it on purpose. No.
But she drove her car through the front door of a liquor store.
Yes, she drove her car through the front door of a liquor store. And my understanding is that when she got out of the, she was stunned, obviously, and she was shaken. And the owner of the store was shaken.
Was anybody hurt?
No. There were no,
no customers in the place.
No.
Boy, is she lucky.
Well, she may be lucky, I don't know. But the fact is, there were no customers, and she was fine. But she got out of the car, and this is the kind of, I love the cool, calm, collected thinking of Marilyn on this. She got out of the car, and then said, are you open for business?
I'll say they were open for business.
Well, you know, obviously, the man probably at that point could have gone home. And after some discussion, he said yes, and she bought a bottle of 2011 Silver Oak Cabernet. Okay?
She bought a bottle of wine.
No, but not just 2011 Silver Oak Cabernet. You guys are looking at... Jesus.
Well, what are we supposed to know about it?
I don't know wine, Margaret.
You don't know what, General?
No, I don't know. Is that a good... What do they call it?
A good year? Yes. The 2011... The and also, I forgot, the 2004 Mondavi. Okay. Look at you, boy. I mentioned...
Margaret, we're not wine aficionados here.
I mentioned a 2004 Mondavi, and you guys sit there. You settle down comfortably on your thumbs. You just go, ah.
What a disgusting thought.
Well, you're doing it.
Margaret, I don't know anything about wine. I don't think that means that I've got my thumb parked, you know.
So what's the big thing about that?
The fact that she had the presence of mind to say, hey, by the way, have you got the 2004 month?
All right. I mean, she's a cool, calm, and collected customer. Nobody ever said. We're talking about Marilyn Donnelly, who's a friend of the show. She is, I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say transgender.
Yes, but we don't talk about that anymore, okay? Marilyn is 150,000% woman.
All right. We're just double-checking on that. So she was so shocked.
We've got her on the phone here, so I don't know whether she can hear me or not. Marilyn, it's Margaret Gray and Phil Henry and everyone, and we're talking about your accident the other night.
Well, I'm very... first of all, I'm relieved that no one was hurt. It actually happened Saturday afternoon.
Oh, when you got the news?
When I got the news, yes, that Justice Kavanaugh had indeed become Justice Kavanaugh. And it was a shock.
What were you doing, Margaret, Marilyn, when...
I don't think I sound a bit like Margaret.
No, you don't.
Right, Marilyn. Absolutely.
No, not at all.
Well, what is this going to be now? Is this going to be some kind of a bust, the no longer existent balls of Marilyn Donnelly?
No longer existent balls.
You shut up. Marilyn, I'm sorry. Can I just ask you this question? You were in the car on your way to the liquor store?
Yes, I was just parking. I was getting a couple of bottles of wine for a dinner party that I had on Saturday night. And the news came across the radio, and they said that Brett Kavanaugh was now Justice Kavanaugh. And how do you like that? And stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Something like, I was listening to one of the commentary shows. Well, I was so outraged.
Were you surprised?
I can't say I was surprised, no. The first feeling I had was one of outrage and the need to take revenge on something or someone. But I certainly did not mean to drive my car to the front door of that liquor store.
Yeah, but the thought was hostile.
Yeah, it sounded like you want to do damage.
Yes, I wanted to do some damage, but not near as bad as the damage that was done to your head. You know, when...
All right, let's get off of Bud. You know, let's not make fun of Bud, okay? Every time we get a chance to just be pissed off and rag on somebody.
I'm not ragging on him. I'm saying that the damage was you know, significant, but I'm prepared to make amends. My insurance company was called. The police took a police report.
Well, how did you explain this? You're not... Thank God you weren't under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
No, I was not. The officer asked me what happened. I said, the gas pedal stuck. I inadvertently hit the gas by mistake. I had a bit of an emotional... I was very honest with the officer.
All right, so you, in other words, the officer took this report. Now, he could very well interpret that to mean you did it on purpose.
Well, no, he did not. He felt that it was a legitimate, accident, as they say. The insurance companies have certainly dealt with it that way.
So we're getting a little bit of background here from Marilyn Donnelly, folks. She was in Sierra Madre, California, where she lives, the other night when Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
All right. When she got the news that Judge Kavanaugh was confirmed, you suddenly just...
Yes, all of a sudden my foot depressed the gas, the accelerator on my car. I hopped the curb, got a little bit of rubber on the sidewalk, and then right straight through into the liquor store, right through the two plate glass windows that they had there.
Well, I imagine there was quite a bit of damage.
There was quite a bit of damage. I think it came to around $75,000, $100,000. Well, that's just to the structure, and then bottles of wine.
Now, you had the presence of mind to get, and this is what I found admirable, you had the presence of mind to exit your vehicle somehow. Were you able to get out easily?
No, I was not. I had to crawl through the window, and I was wearing a skirt at the time, so it was very awkward. The man behind the counter was staring not at me, but at a space somewhere behind me. That's how stunned he was.
Well, I can well imagine.
Well, I approached the counter and I said, I'm so sorry. This was entirely an accident, entirely my fault. My insurance company will be informed. And he hadn't said anything yet. And I said, I'm sorry. It was an accident. And he said to me, well, it's all right. He didn't say anything.
He was stunned.
Yeah, he was stunned. And then he said, it's okay. He gradually came around. And I said, listen, this is an awkward moment to ask you this, but are you in business to, will you make a sale to me? I'd like to buy a couple of bottles of wine. And that's when he said, well, you just purchased almost the whole store. I said, I understand. And good for you. You got your shot in. I said, but I'm being very serious.
You wanted to buy a couple of bottles of wine.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, you came there to do some business and you were going to get done.
Yes, absolutely. And he finally said, you really want to buy? I said, yes.
Well, that's what I was telling the boys. You bought a 2011...
Yeah, I bought a 2011 Silver Oak and the 2004 Mondavi Reserve, Margaret.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Outstanding bottle. The Mondavi Reserve alone was about $150.
So you were there. You were going to get these bottles of wine.
Well, I knew that I wanted a couple of good Cabernets because we were going to have an expensive Spanish, and by Spanish I mean Spanish European meal with paella and pupapa.
What is pupapa and paella?
These are things you can't understand, General. They're,
oh, I see.
Well, they're Spanish dishes. Nonetheless.
You didn't want to have a Spanish wine, huh?
No, I wouldn't drink Spanish wine. I don't know anything about Spanish wine. So in any event, what I decided to do was I said, well, do you have it? He said, and he staggered over and he got the wine.
We're talking here with Marilyn Donnelly, who yesterday afternoon, drove her car right into a the front door of a liquor store, right through the, literally through the door, and took out both sides of the display windows.
Yes, and the car was about halfway into the liquor store.
And then you crawled out through the window, went over to the owner. Was he the owner?
He was the man behind the counter, and I asked where the owner. He said he was part owner, and that his partner was being apprised of the situation. But he didn't get into any of that, really, for the first, I'd say 15 minutes. He was just staring into space.
Probably wondering what was happening.
Yeah, he was probably stunned or something.
Yes, I imagine that he was. So that's when I crawled out through the window and I approached the...
So you crawled out through the window of the car, approached him, and you bought a couple of bottles of wine. Now, my understanding is the security camera at the store has the...
We have the sounds of this since we're on an audio podcast, but they do have the video of this.
Yeah, I was told that by the police that they would have to review the security camera, and there is audio.
All right, so here is the audio of Marilyn going through that window.
Oh, poor shit.
That, Marilyn, that was scary.
That was unbelievably scary. It sounds, as you said, you got rubber.
Well, it sounds like you spun the rubber on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I did, because let's be honest. The news that Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed came as a shock to many millions of American women, myself included. I like to think that I'm an individual who has her emotions under control. But obviously, at that moment, I did not. And when the news came...
Now, you were listening to a news station?
Yes, I was, one of the talk stations. And I heard the man say, Justice Kavanaugh has been confirmed. He is now Justice Kavanaugh. That was it. Brett Kavanaugh has been confirmed as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And then, Phil...
Okay, we'll play this. Here it is.
Oh, bullshit.
Bitch.
That was how many different versions of this you're saying, bitch, and you're having a variety of reactions to this thing. But how many different versions of this do they have?
I don't know. I know that I had a couple of reactions as the car hit. I was angry more than anything else, angry that I might have hurt someone, angry that I'd done what I'd done, and angry, obviously, that I damaged my car.
Let's talk to the man who was in the store at that time. This is a gentleman by the name of Hilton Zuck, who is part owner of the store. And Mr. Zuck, we're talking to Marilyn Donnelly, who drove her car through the front. You're a part owner of the store?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm one of the partners. We have three partners.
Hello, Hilton. It's Marilyn. Again, many, many apologies.
It's okay. Since the time I've been able to get over.
You must have been very, very frightened when it happened.
Yeah, I was leading a sports page. I was leading the racing form, really, for Santa Anita to see the horses. And I looked up and I saw the lady coming to park her car. And I thought, well, this was what she was doing.
Yes, that was what my intention was.
Yeah, but then I heard the crashing sound. I look up and I see a car, an automobile, in my store. And I felt for a moment that I would faint.
I am so sorry.
It was scary, but no worse the way. But I felt for a moment that I would faint, and then I felt the blood leaving my head, my brain area, and all I could do was to sit upright and to try to focus.
Trying to focus on what happened, right?
Well, not only that, but trying to focus on the figure I saw who was crawling through the window of the car. And I realized then this was Ms. Donnelly who I'm speaking to now, but I didn't know. I saw a car parked in my liquor store. I saw a woman in a dress crawl out of the window and dust herself off, sort of, and then to come over to me. And I was still sort of stunned.
You did have a foreign look. You were looking somewhere behind me. But you had what I call, and anyone that's been through any, as we used to say, excuse my language, Phil, anyone who's been in the shit, you had what I call the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, it could have been. I've not heard that term.
Well, that's a Vietnam term.
Yes, but it's a term that anyone who's been in danger and is used to looking for danger in a faraway place.
Yeah, well.
So Hilton had the 1,000-yard stare, and I came over to you, and you seemed to.
I felt the blood returning to my head when I heard you say, "Do you have the Silver Oak?" Of course, that's a very nice bottle, and we did for a $99. And then you asked for the Mondavi for the $150, and the blood fully
Yeah, the blood fully returned to your head when you found out how much money you're going to make, huh?
General, that is uncalled for.
Well, I suppose that's...
Yeah, it sounds like that would make the blood come back on my head.
Really? Well, we should try it, because we've been waiting for years for that to happen.
I don't know. I don't know what you monkeys are talking about. I'm just saying...
Hey, man, you don't have to call us monkeys, okay?
I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is that as soon as I heard Ms. Donnelly say, "Do you have the Mondavi 2004? I said, "Right this way." I immediately just clicked into my old school, because my family's from Hanover, old German family.
Yes, sir.
And I clicked into my old school and I went, "Right this way, ma'am." And I still felt robotic. I felt I was hovering above my body.
Hovering above your body?
Yeah, I felt as if I was hovering above my body, directing the lady to divine, you know. And I said to her, "Yes, ma'am, right this way to the deliciousness of the Mondavi 2004. And she said, "Okay," but I was not in my body. I was somewhere about 5 feet above my body, looking at me, doing all this jazz, you know.
It was frightening.
It was very frightening, yeah.
Well, I am so thankful that no one got hurt.
Amen.
And that while there was considerable damage to your store, sir, and I know the store that which one it is, because I used to live in Sierra Madre.
Oh, do we know you?
I don't think I've been in there since, but because I moved out many years ago. But
because it was a liquor store, but it also, somebody told me, it's a dry cleaner at one time.
I don't know, but I'm just very grateful that there was no damage.
Where did you get your clothes, Dykeen?
I don't know, sir. Just never mind about that.
Okay.
But again, I'm glad that there was nobody hurt. There was considerable damage. We could tell by the sound of that. Now, let me ask you, how many different security cameras do you have, sir?
We have the four in the front of the store that are pointed inward, and we have the three that are pointed outward. Those are the police access those.
Because I'm wondering, because Marilyn, you had like three or four different reactions.
Well, yes, I reacted, and there was the initial reaction. I had three or four reactions because I had time to have three or four reactions.
Yeah, but they all sound like they're happening when the car is hitting the, you know.
When the car is hitting the what?
When it's hitting the front of the store, dear, it sounds like first you said the F, and then you said the BS word, and then you...
Yes, well, I had a couple of...
I don't know, but the police took all the film footage, and...
So the police have all of that?
Yeah, they have all the tape recordings, yeah.
So how much was the damage?
I think...
Well, you told me, Merrill, around $75,000 to $100,000.
That was my insurance company's...
No, it's probably more...
Oh, it's going to be more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once we, because there was a lot of stock you took out, you know.
Well, that's why I got out of the car and approached you. I didn't know at the time that you were not functioning properly. I asked you for the Mondavi and for the Silver Oak because I knew they were expensive bottles.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're trying to tell me that's going to make up for you smashing, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars of...
No, it's not making up for it, but it was a goodwill gesture. And now you're going to nickel and dime this?
Look, you guys don't want to argue about this now.
No, I don't want to talk about it now. I mean, you know, I have to talk to...
But so long as you're not trying to nickel and dime me.
I'm not trying to nickel and dime you, ma'am. I want to make sure I know...
Well, you don't want to argue about this here, folks. This is something for your attorneys, for your insurance company.
Attorneys? What do you mean by attorney?
We're not talking about having to sue anybody. We're just saying no point in you guys talking about this here on the show.
I agree, Mr. Andy. I was minding my own business reading funny papers.
Now you first you said you were reading the sports page. This is interesting.
Well, wait a minute. What are you trying to...
Wait, hold on, Marilyn. What are you doing?
Well, he said he was reading... You were reading the racing form.
I know. I was reading the comics.
You were reading the comics? No, yes, sir. I heard you say you were reading the racing form, Santa Anita.
I might have. Okay. No, are you sure? Because I remember seeing the funny papers, and I said, I got to get. I always, every weekend, I'll see the early funny papers because we get the LA Times delivered early.
Yes.
And the funny paper is always on the top.
The funny paper? You mean the comics?
Yeah, the comics.
Yeah, so. You said you were reading the sports, the...
Well, what did I say? I said I was reading sports?
You said you were reading the racing form.
Yeah, you read the racing form because of Santa Anita.
I don't...
Well, these are the discrepancies that I think an insurance company...
Marilyn, excuse me. I don't think the insurance company's going to care whether this guy was reading the funny papers
You know,
I agree. I can. The insurance company's not going to care because they're going to say that I'm suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Oh, give me a break!
No! You have to be on the receiving end of that, Ms. Donnelly, to find how you feel. And
sounds reasonable, Marilyn.
I'm glad you think so, Mr. Henry. But you're not an insurance adjuster.
What did the police say?
The police told me that it was an accident, and I agreed.
Yes, the police did say it was an accident, and I said to them, all right, thank you. I said, does that mean I have no culpability? They said, no, you'll have to talk to your insurance companies about that. But they didn't cite me. They checked the car. I believe that they're going to probably do, Highway Patrol probably look at it.
They have to look to see, is there any more, was there any pre-existing damage to the car, you know, because if there was pre-existing damage, then that means that the car was going to have an accident.
Right. Yeah. What he said.
I don't see any point in spot it.
It's fine. We're talking here with Marilyn Donnelly, and we're talking with Hilton Zuck, who is the part owner of the liquor store that Marilyn's car, you know, inadvertently by accident drove through the door of. After she heard that Kavanaugh had been confirmed.
That is, could I say something?
Go ahead.
When I heard that you drove your car, I thought, well, for a moment I thought, well, Justice Kavanaugh, they should get the Secret Service.
Oh, for God's sake.
No. Then I realized it was by an accident. But I thought you were going to, like, to try to take him out with a car or something.
No. I was shocked and stunned. And it's almost as if you said you almost fainted. It's almost as if I almost fainted, and I leaned forward. And as I leaned forward, my foot hit the gas, and into the store my car went.
Well, that sounds reasonable enough. It was a shocking day for a lot of people, Mr. Zuck. I'm sure you understand.
Now, it's a shocking day for people that don't like Kavanaugh, you know, but for everybody else.
Yeah, but that's pretty normal.
All right, well, it may have been normal. Even for a guy like me, who voted for Donald Trump, I realized what a weird day it was. And it's just been capped off by you driving your car into a liquor store.
Not that I intended to do that, General, but...
I don't think so. I'm happy to say that, and I told the police, but...
And how are you, sir?
I'm good. I feel good. I had some headaches and blurred vision. I don't know if they tell me that I have PTSD, too.
What is with this PTSD, everyone having it?
It is a very common, it's a common malady, Marilyn, to things, you know, to people who suffer these kinds of traumatic events.
Yeah, you know, they talked to the doctor. The insurance said I should go to the doctor to make sure that I'm not cracked, you know, like I'm a flake case or something, whatever happens to these soldiers.
Oh, no, it's not that kind of thing at all. Yes, you did suffer a shock, but it's not like you came back from a war zone killing babies or something.
I don't know.
Come on, will you, Marilyn?
Well, that's what most people think PTSD is.
No, that's what they... I mean, I wouldn't know.
All right, well, thank you very much, Mr. Hilton Zuck. And Marilyn Donnelly, I'm glad that all's well that ends well. Try not to make a problem where there isn't one. That is the truth. You guys are trying to, you know, I can see you're both trying to poke and prod and find out where the other person's got a weakness.
It's only natural when so much money is involved.
Well, I can tell you, I almost fainted, and I had the 1,000-yard stare, as you say, but I'm no chump, you know. It comes to my money, man. You're going to have to get yourself a whole lot of... No. You're going to have to get a whole lot of grease and get a whole lot of elbow grease, you know, and...
A whole lot of grease. That sounds like inserting something.
No, I'm talking about loosening something.
Thank you very much, Marilyn and Mr. Zuck.
Yeah, well, it sounded to me like you wanted...
That could have been a very, very dangerous event, and it shows you, I think...
Well, let me ask you something. Doesn't that bespeak Marilyn Donnelly's mental condition more than it does American women?
Well, why do you say that?
Because not every American woman was driving her car through the front of a liquor store. We don't know how people reacted to the news. Obviously, there were a lot of people who were happy. There were a lot of people who were angry. In Marilyn's case, it was an inadvertent and involuntary. That's the word, you know.
Yeah, that's right there, an involuntary reflex.
Yeah. What? What do you mean, involuntary reflex?
Can't see what didn't mean to, but it made it do it, you know.
What do you mean it made it do it?
The car. The car just went, yeah. You know, the car.
No, the car didn't go, yeah. She had the involuntary reflex.
Yeah, that's it. And then made the car.
And made the car go into the big store.
Jeez.
Margaret, don't mock him. Well, what are we talking about here?
Just saying that she goes, yeah, like on the radio, the guy goes, yeah, it's Justice Kavanaugh as he's been confirmed. And Ms. Donnelly went, you know, and leaned forward, and the car just goes, yeah.
What is it with you and a yeah, man? A car didn't make the decision.
No, it didn't, but once it knew what she had decided, and it went along with it.
And it went along with it, huh?
Yeah, and just, the car didn't go, yeah, but in its own way, it went, hey.
Boy, you know something, Dickman? I wish I were you, because like I said, you live in Candy Clown Camp.
Candy Clown?
Candy Can Clown Clan.
I live with a Candy Clown Clan.
Yes, you live with the Candy Clown Clan.
Who's she?
Who's that?
Candy Clown.
Oh, I'm going to kill some... Wait a minute, man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show has over 35,000 hours of archived material going all the way back to our days. Well, we've got a couple hours from WCCO in Minneapolis, back to our days in Miami. And those archives are getting loaded in as we speak. And, of course, our nationally syndicated show, our local show in Los Angeles at KFI. It's a beautiful thing, man. So get over and get a backstage pass, whether for a month or whether for a year. But get one at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Your ticket to fun. So we have now Jack Armstrong. You know, lately we've been doing these part twos and part threes, which I find really interesting in talking to different guests. And so on the line with us here is Jack Armstrong, because like we were saying, we do these part twos. Well, you know, you have the guy on, and then the next day you bring him on to either break his castanets.
Well, I know it's a little bit of a follow-up, and I think, Jack, you wanted to come on and talk about this, didn't you?
Well, I want to come on and talk about a couple of things that I think need to be talked about. First of all, Phil, as you know, I was on your program talking up Walker Buehler, who is the Los Angeles Dodger pitcher, who has been phenomenal in the late going of the season. He's also been very good, very strong in the playoffs against the Rockies. And so I thought that he was going to do, and I've talked about him like, you know, I think that he's one of the best.
Now, this kid's a pitcher.
Yeah, he's a rookie pitcher.
Walker Buehler, and people have been talking about him like he's the second coming of Sandy Koufax.
Well, I was one of those people. I was one of those people. And then comes the game on Sunday, because I know that what we're doing here is pre-recorded for another time, right?
Yeah, it's cool. This is Monday, for all intents and purposes.
Okay. And I flipped on the radio, I flipped on the TV to see...
Are you all right?
I'm having a little bit of a hard time.
Try to get some water or something.
Get a glass of water.
Okay, give me some water, will you, Daisy? I flipped on the Dodger game to look at this guy,
Walker Buehler.
Walker Buehler. So I see him, and I look, I say, what's going on? Because it's a 5-0 Braves. And Daisy McGillicuddy here, who does my nails, I was getting a manicure at the time.
Gee, that's quite a nice luxury.
I get a manicure once a month. You know, that's what I just do. I don't like the look of jacked up nails.
Well, neither do I. So I'm with you on that one, Jack.
Thank you.
But I mean, not a lot of guys do that, do they?
I don't care.
All right, let's get on the subject again here.
Yeah, the subject is Walker Buehler. And I said to Daisy, who was doing my fingers, I said, I need more water.
You're obviously a little emotionally overwrought.
I have feeling. Thank you. I feel as if my credulity...
Your credulity?
Yes, sir. My credulity has been wrecked, because what happened was I looked at this 5-0 Dodger. Or excuse me, 5-0 Atlanta.
Now, by the way, as I see this, the game is now tied up 5-5.
You're right. But the fact is, this guy Buehler, who I told everybody was going to be like, God, you know, he's going to be great.
Well, what were you basing this on? Just some performances?
I was basing it on the fact that, yeah, I saw some performances, but now I should tell you that I also was listening to ESPN Radio in Los Angeles. They were saying that Walker Buehler was, and so I sort of went along with that.
Well, what are you doing? So now that's their fault, huh?
It's not their fault, but I was listening to ESPN Radio, and they said they thought that was, you know, what they They thought he was going to be good. So I
So you went along with that and you started telling all your friends?
I told a lot of guys in the business. I said, you watch this guy, Walker Buehler. And then I turn it on tonight, and he's just getting his rear end kicked all over the place. Gave up a dinger, maybe two, I don't know, it's 5-0.
Well, like I said, right now it's 5-5. I don't know if he's still in the game. Do you know, General?
No, I don't. I don't know. He was in at 5-2, and then the Dodgers left a couple stranded.
Right now it's the top of the sixth, because, again, we're pre-recording this on Sunday night, folks.
Well, I'd be interested to see if he's still. Do you know if he's still in the game, Daisy? We don't know. Here's what I want to say.
Is that him at bat? It is. It's him at bat.
Oh, my God, it's Buehler. He's at bat.
No, that's Bellinger.
It's Bellinger.
Yeah, well, you look, who cares if he's at bat? Pitchers are lousy hitters.
That's true. I forgot all about that. I just want to come out and say to anyone who heard me talking this guy Buehler up like he was the second coming of Sandy Koufax and Lefty Grover and Grover Cleveland, you know, and all.
Grover Cleveland? Grover Cleveland Alexander was a pitcher.
That, yeah, I thought he was good, but I don't think I said he was Hall of Fame, you know?
Well, what are you trying to get yourself out of here? You know, what we're talking about, Jack, is...
I'm not trying to get myself out of nothing. I don't have to get myself out of nothing.
Well, you're saying, you're coming on here and saying, I just want everyone to know that when I talked him up, but, you know, he's not that great.
He's not that great. And I don't think I said he was great. I said he's...
You said Koufax.
No, not quite.
Well, who did you say?
I said that he... Yeah, I did say Koufax, but I said not Koufax, like, through his whole career. Maybe Koufax in one of his years or something like that.
Yeah, this ain't the year, though, if he loses a playoff game.
What are you talking about, man? Sandy Koufax lost World Series games.
Well, let's not talk about Sandy Koufax. Do you think this guy Buehler, this Walker Buehler, is a great pitcher or not?
I mean, I, you know...
The other day you said he was great. Do you not feel that now?
I said he was great the other day. And today...
Today you think he's great?
Today I think he's... I don't change my mind on nothing, folks. Let me tell you something. Jack Armstrong makes up his mind. His mind is made up forever. And...
There's a shot of him right now in the dugout, although they have somebody up in the bullpen. Guy by the name of Wood. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know the guy at all. And I think he's great, not always.
He's great, not always. Jack, what exactly are you afraid of?
I want people to know that I'm no one's punk. I got a bunch of guys. I walked into the writer room today, which is this little cocktail lounge that a lot of the sports guys hang out at, especially a lot of the online guys. And the first thing I'm hearing are people saying, hey, genius, hey, this, that. You still picking that Ferris Buehler? I said, the guy's name is Walker Buehler. Yes, I am. I said, and you know what? Go ahead. Let's put the money on the barrel head.
Oh, my God, you bet it.
I did, yeah.
Well, that's why you're having a hard time, man. Okay? That's why you're having a hard time. What did you bet?
I bet the kid would go like 8 innings.
Well, it's the top of the sixth, and they got somebody up in the bullpen.
I know that. I told you this, I can see. Daisy.
Get yourself some water.
I need more water. So here's my position. This is the position of Jackson Armstrong on Ferris, on goddammit.
Walker Buehler's the guy's name.
Walker Buehler. I think he's great.
Yeah?
You said the other day he was great.
Yeah, you did, man. You said he was a great pitcher.
He is a great pitcher. He's a great pitcher. Ah, shit.
Hey, man.
I know. I don't know. He might be, might not.
So there's Jack Armstrong. Jack, a little bit of advice for you, man.
Oh, here we go.
No, this is good advice. Concentrate on being a sports reporter before you go into the world of opinion making. Before you go to the world of writing columns and giving your analysis of things, just make sure that you are reporting it properly.
I am reporting it properly. Tell me that guy's not a great pitcher.
He's a great pitcher in certain... We haven't seen enough of this guy to say that he is a great pitcher in terms of his longevity. You know, is he a Hall of Fame pitcher? We don't know. There's a lot of guys that start out hot and their arms go bad, and they don't have a career.
Well, who are you talking about now?
Remember the kid that came up, Fidrich? Yeah, that kid, Mark Fidrich, I'll never forget. He was a world beater for the Detroit Tigers, I don't know, for 2-3 seasons.
Now, who is this?
Guy by the name of Mark Fidrich in the 70s. And then all of a sudden his arm went dead.
Mark who?
Mark Fidrich.
Okay.
The bird. I think they call him the bird, something like that. And Federich just all of a sudden went nowhere, man. So you can't really say. You don't really know. You have to see a career at work.
Okay. I mean, I don't, you know, Mr. Henry, I appreciate that, but I don't think I need no advice.
Yes, you do, Jack. You know you do, because the last time you were on the show, you were all upset. You were defensive. You really were very defensive about a lot of things, and you need to be in to be able to take some advice.
I'm taking advice. I'm saying that I think that Walker Buehler stinks.
No, you said he was great.
He's great. He is great.
Well, which is it? Hey, you know what? It sounds like you're having a hard time breathing. That's the only thing you do, going, ah.
He's a great pitcher. He stinks.
So he stinks. That's your definitive opinion?
No, it's not.
Thank you very much. I think I've had enough of this.
I got to...
Oh, you're going to let the woman...
Jack Armstrong with another meaningless appearance on our show. Great Monday, huh?
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll have our encore show tomorrow. And today I'm off into the wild blue yonder and... God.
How's Brea doing? She doesn't look good.
Now, Brea, our old lady cat, is not doing good, man. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to board her today at the vet. And I got to give her a pill. Anybody know how to give a cat a pill?
Not me, brother.
It's not easy.
No, I know it's not easy. A dog, you can just open his dopey mouth and put the pill in there. But cats will fight you, man. So, anyway.
Yeah, Brea, she'll be okay.
I hope so, man. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved. On Podcast One, we'll see you.
Well, we'll see you on Wednesday with a new show, but the encore show is tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. That just sort of rolled off the tongue, didn't it?
What's that supposed to mean?